From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry heads to Moscow next week. He will go there to talk with Russian President Vladimir Putin about Russia's troop withdrawal from Syria and the prospects for peace in that country. News of the trip came as Syrian peace talks continued for a second day in Geneva. Also Tuesday, the first Russian military personnel returned from Syria. Enthusiastic crowds greeted three Russian fighter planes that landed at an airbase in the southern part of the country. Human rights investigators are urging mediators at UN-mediated talks to ensure the justice for victims of the war as part of the settlement. Lisa Schlein reports.
Commission Chairman Paolo Pinheiro says the ever-escalating violence has killed more than 250,000 people and forced more than 5 million to flee to other countries in fear of their lives.
The survivors of this brutal war are the maimed, the displaced, the women and girls who endure sexual violence. No corner of the country has been left unskated.
Pinheiro says he is heartened by the cessation of hostilities agreement, which has brought down the level of fighting in the country and made the resumption of peace talks possible. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
South Sudan is cutting the number of staff at its embassies around the world, that because of economic troubles stemming from the country's two-year civil war. The White House in Washington announced changes to travel and trade restrictions on Cuba Tuesday. The changes open up educational travel to Cuba for individual Americans, allows Cubans working in the United States to earn salaries, and reduces trade and financial barriers to improve business ties between the two countries. Changes come just ahead of a trip to Cuba next week by President Obama. This is VOA News.